Is the American dream totally dead? Let's get into it. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York recently released its 2024 survey of consumer expectations housing survey. And let me tell you, it paints a depressing picture of the future of home ownership in the United States of America. At one point in time, the American dream, of course, was synonymous with home ownership. Today, there are many, many hurdles that are holding Americans back from home ownership, including the affordable housing crisis, housing prices, interest rates, inflation, so much more. Now, the survey emphasizes Americans' growing anxiety over rising housing prices, especially among renters who are losing their grip of aspirations for future homeownership. And we just got new data out just a few weeks ago on rental prices, and they continue to go up, even as inflation continues to go up. It is crushing people right now. They're just watching the American dream being flushed down the toilet. In fact, renters' confidence in the ability to ever buy a home was reported at a record low, 40%. Just think about that for a minute. Fewer than half of Americans believe they'll ever be able to buy a home. Isn't that crazy? The prospect of buying a home has shifted from a probability to a pipe dream for many Americans. Today, many people are experiencing serious financial hardships with no end in sight. Let me know in the comments below, are you saving up, hoping to be able to buy a home? What is your situation right now? I'd love to hear from you. Now, we know that credit card debt is at an all-time high. Most Americans have little to no savings, and inflation has changed every aspect of how we live in the United States. These facts are unsettling and undeniable for many people right now. Now, the Biden administration, which is the current administration in the United States operating in the White House, they'll tell you everything is fine, nothing to see here, that Bidenomics is working. Yeah, how's that working out for you? Owning a home, of course, has always been a key ingredient in achieving the American dream. In a LendingTree survey taken last year, it was found that 94% of consumers felt that owning a home is part of the American dream. 94%. And for those who are able to slowly save up for a down payment on their first home, the economy pushes back with more hurdles, making the likelihood of home ownership close to zero. Plus, even if people could afford to buy a home right now, there simply aren't enough homes available. And we know that the rental market is not spared from price increases. Respondents in a new housing survey predicted steep 9.7% jump in rental costs in the coming year, nearly the highest forecast in the survey's history. This is in part a reason why I'm passionate about build-to-rent homes. Not only does this approach to investing fill in some of the gaps in the affordable housing crisis, but it does so without encroaching on potential home buyers. We'll get back to that video in a minute. But first, inflation is out of control, and you've got to protect your money. Any money you've got sitting in your bank is losing value every day right now by around 3.5% to 4%. And if you want to protect your money and grow it, you need to put it to work by investing it. Now, I'm not talking about risky or volatile investments like stocks or crypto, which I like, by the way, but tangible assets that you can actually put your hands on, okay? And the best tangible asset that you can invest in right now is real estate. It's the number one hedge against inflation, and it offers some of the safest and highest returns. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor and founder of Morris Invest. Now, I got into real estate after learning that it was a favorite among the wealthy, and now I know exactly why. Personal experience has proven that it is the number one way to build and protect your wealth. I'm here to tell you that, folks. Now, while there are several ways you can invest in real estate, most of which I've tried myself, the build-to-rent model offers the most benefits by far. We're talking new construction, single-family buy-and-hold real estate. Build-to-rent properties. They offer more tax benefits, fewer headaches than rehabbing an existing property. There's less risk. There's way less risk than flipping houses. And there are a lot less work than wholesaling houses. And there are less turnover and fewer issues than multifamily houses. When you invest in build-to-rent real estate, you're getting four streams of income: appreciation and equity gains, principal reduction in the mortgage, tax benefits, depreciation, and monthly cash flow, my favorite. Now, on top of that, you're using someone else's money, the bank's, to invest while someone else, your tenant, is paying for it. That's just one advantage it has over other tangible assets like gold and silver. You can't buy gold with the bank's money and have someone else pay for it, can you? No, you can't. Plus, when you're strategic about leveraging, you get 4 to 5 times the assets you can invest in. And it's the only investment that gives you 4 to 5 times protection from inflation. My company, Morris Invest, along with the help from our team at Sidera Wealth, helps you invest in build-to-rent properties as easily as investing in stocks. Because we buy and we build in bulk, and then we pass our savings on to you. makes it a lot simpler when we're building 40 properties at one time. We're able to buy 40 furnaces, 40 water heaters, and be able to pass that savings on to you. Now, we offer free phone calls to create a personalized investing plan. But before we agree to talk to you on the phone, there's just one thing you need to figure out. There's one number that you need to calculate before we'll even talk with you on the phone. It's your freedom number. Your freedom number is the amount that you need to fully replace your current income, but it involves more than your monthly budget. My wife, Natalie, and I created the freedom number cheat sheet after a brush with job insecurity and realized that we were tired of depending on our paychecks just to get by. And then we achieved financial freedom and now make more than we did at our jobs through the monthly income that we get from our rentals. Now, we'd love to show you how to do the very same thing. Now, I made a quick worksheet that walks you through the process of finding your freedom number, which you can download for free at the link below. And I'm also going to send you valuable content that shows you how to identify a smart investment, what it takes to become a successful real estate investor, what you need to get started, and where to get a strategy that best fits your goals and situation, and how to get free ongoing help. I'm going to send all of that to you, okay? So click the link below to get your freedom cheat sheet right now and start protecting your money today. Although unable to buy a house, renters are getting a small slice of the American pie by living in a rental home. Build-to-rent properties can actually offer renters the feeling of having a brand new home. More and more renters are looking to break out of apartment complexes to find actual houses with a yard, a driveway, a garage, in great communities, great school districts, all of those amenities nearby without all of the high costs of homeownership that we're seeing today. And build-to-rent real estate corners an important piece of the market by offering a great product to both investors and tenants. By the way, if you're interested in learning more about what we do at my company, at Morris Invest, you can schedule a free call with our team by visiting our website, morrisinvest.com. I have an entire blog post that dives deep into this topic with charts and data, so be sure to check out the description box below for that link if you're interested in learning more about how homeownership is evolving in the United States of America. But for now, we've got to see the next video where I explore what's next for the US dollar. And I think you're going to find it interesting. Just click right here in this video box, and we'll see you in that next video. And thank you guys so much for subscribing to my channel. And we hope that you build financial intelligence. That is the goal of this channel. We'll see you next time.